Hello, everybody. Welcome back to day three of our week of prayer for international missions. Today, our videos will focus on a place you probably haven't heard of, and it's called Bon Po. I might not be saying that correct, but it's for us here in Oak Ridge, I think it works. Anyway, this is an area in Thailand where we have a missionary working to reach people here at Bon Po. There is no church currently in Bon Po, but this missionary has actually, just in 2020, been able to have three people accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. So today, on day three of the week of prayer, we ask that you specifically pray for Bon Po and this missionary. We hope you enjoy this video. See you tomorrow.
Here in Thailand, there are so many people who don't know God, and no one they know knows God.
Thai people have a desperate desire to get rid of the sin that they know they have. They're going to the temples and they're taking money and gold and flowers and anything they can do that they think is good that might erase the sin that they know that is inside them.
My calling to be a doctor and calling to be a missionary came on the same day. When a missionary came and spoke at our church, he said the line, "The saddest thing I've seen after 35 years on the mission field is children sick and dying because there's no doctor to care for them." And it was a lightning bolt through my soul. And I said, "Okay, God, I'll be a medical missionary."
Our ministry here takes mobile clinics all over the country of Thailand. Church planners call me up and say, "I'm trying to start a new church, or there's never been one, would you come and help me?" Medicine is just a means for me to share the gospel with those who have no other access. When I talk about how to take care of their physical needs, it's just so easy for them to see when I start talking about their soul that they need a savior as well. And American churches have partnered with me in that. And they have sent me short-term mission teams that come with me for about a week every month. And we go out and do mobile clinics all over the country. Without the churches coming alongside me, I cannot do what I do. In general, people here do not like talking about spiritual things. But on mobile clinic, we can talk to 100 people in a day, 200 people, 300 people in a day that will come to mobile clinic. And there we can share Christ with so many people at one time. It makes mobile clinic a great avenue for sharing the gospel. The point of mobile clinics is to start churches. Groups of Thai believers that will go on to grow people in their new faith, to disciple them in their understanding of who Christ is, and to grow them together into groups that will become churches. There's a lot of things that money can't buy. Being able to be here and see God praised where He has never been praised before, that is a dear joy. Seeing souls saved in areas where no one has ever known God before. Watching them grow in their faith and lead others to faith, and watching them grow together into churches, seeing churches start where no one has ever worshiped God before. Money can't buy that.